some sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yosef and Melech Ben Yehudis. Rav David Hanach Mordechai Ben Frida Simcha. Rav Zal Daniel Ben Shane Adina. Rav Simcha Dan Ben Adas Aleb. Racha Vatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yedeim. When you're learning the parasha of Navi Sheker, based on the Torah of Goyin Rav David Yitzchak Man Zeichat Tzadik Levracha. It says in the Torah, Perak Yud Ches, Pesukim Chof Alef, Chof Beis, in Parashat Shoftim, Chisom Rabbe Levavcha, Eicha Neda, Es Adover Asher Lo Dibro Hashem, Asher Yidaber Anavi B'Shem Hashem, V'lo Yeh Adover, V'lo Yavo, Hu Adover Asher Lo Dibro Hashem, B'Sadon Dibro Anavi, Lo Sagri Menu. If you say in your heart, how are we going to know that God didn't say these words, and therefore he's a Navi Sheker? And the answer is, if he says something in the name of God, and it doesn't happen, and it doesn't come, lo yadav, lo yavo, hu adavar shelo debrosha. And that's what God didn't say. Bizadun diber anavi, lo sagur mimenu. So he spoke wantonly, and don't be afraid of him. So lechora, it's shver, because the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says in Daf Peites that a Navi Sheker is somebody who is misnabe what he didn't hear or what wasn't told to him, even if it was told to his friend. And we learn it from the Pesukim over here. So one second, if it was told to his friend, that means the Navi, the Navu is going to happen, it's going to be fulfilled. So how do then, Vaita, how do we know that he's a Navi Sheker? We said he's a Navi Sheker, could the Pesukim say, because what he said happened never happened. But it's also, he's also a Navi Sheker if it did happen, if it was told to his friend, but he said it was told to him. So how do we know someone's a Navi Sheker even when it does happen? Pasuk only says when it doesn't happen, but since a person could be a Navi Sheker when it's told to his friend and not told to him, which means that his friend's a Navi Emes and it is going to happen, yet he's still a Navi Sheker. So how do we find out about such a person? So to be miyashiv, we have to go on a little bit of a derech, and hopefully at the end we will come to a resolution of this kasha. The Masis Melech, a goyin agadol, Reb Shimon Moshe Diskin, asks this kasha, and his Masis Melech, he could be Ma'ayin Sham Ala Torah, for many, many Sfarim, they're all Gishmak. And now we're going to go in the Mahalach of a goyin agadol, Reb David Yitzchak Man Zitzel. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tavkuf Yed Zayin, and the Reb Yochum Fisher Perel Al Rasag and Onchen Samachain Samach Vav, they are Mechadish that the Isser of Navi Sheker is only somebody who's Muchzak Minavius Emes, that when he's Misnabe B'Sheker, he's Chayiv. But a Stam, a person who's Misnabe B'Sheker, is not called a Navi Sheker and isn't Chayiv. Minchas Chinuch writes that it's Usser because it's Roy Laham Mino Ilu Haya Navi Emes. It's Usser to be a Navi Sheker because if the prophecy was true, then we should have believed him. It has to be somebody who's Roy Lahamino. Rav Yochum Fisher Perla writes that it has to be Yaduam Mufursim Lakol Kenavi. He has to be known as a Navi. So the Minchas Chinuch and the Rav Yochum Fisher Perla hold, the person has to be a Navi Emes in order to be a Navi Sheker, in order to be Misnabi B'Sheker. And he brings from the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis, Rav Perla, that writes that a Navi Sheker is Bechenek. What does that mean? That he's, the Rav Chaim Shapiro explains, that he's Muchzak Kinavi. He has a chazak of being a Navi. And he also brings from the Rambam, Perakeh Muchzvar Zara Lachates, that if a person doesn't kill a Navi Sheker because of his Maila, that he goes Bidarche Nevu, he's over in a Losa Sek, it says, Lo Sargum Menu, don't be afraid of him. So you see Lehedya, that the Isser is only a person who's Holech Bidarche Nevu, Abemis is Mefurish in the Meiri, in Sanhedrin, Adav Tzadi Amid Aleph, who writes that he has to be a Navi HaMuchzak, or he gave an os. But if he's not Muchzak and doesn't give an os, then he's not a Navi, and therefore he can't be a Navi Sheker. So with other mitzvahs, you don't do anything to him. And B'Avod Zara, you're done him as a Mesis or a Mediach, Lefi Mashehu B'Shar Hediotos. So he has a din of a Mesis, Mediach, and we're talking about B'Avod Zara, like other Hediotos, and when it comes to other mitzvahs, you don't do anything to him. So it's Lehedja, like we said, that in order to be a Navi, you need to be, in order to be a Navi Sheker, a person needs to be Muchzak Navi or given Os. That he says you need an Os, we have to add, is also means that he has the Tanaim to be a Navi, that the Rambam enumerates in Perek Zayin Milchus Yisodei HaTorah. But in addition to that, we require that he should bring an Os. And on this, the Meiri says that he doesn't actually have to have given an Nevuas Emes, all he has to do is to give an Os. He has the Tanaim that are required for a Navi, and therefore he could be a Navi Sheker. So that's all these various sources. However, Nira She'enzu Shitas Kol HaRishonim, the Agos Maimonios in the fifth parak of Ochus V'Dazara Lachachetz writes the name of the Urayim, which is in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, that a person shouldn't joke around and say, God told me. Person does that, he's a Navi Sheker. And he says, since he says PBC, he's seen people say that, joking around like that, and they don't realize that doing such an egregious sin, I had to write this. So that's a very, very Ayin Sham, Perakem Lach Svetazar Lach Ches, and Yor Samech, Akoponim Lehedya, that every person is Musar. Any Stam guy who jokes around and says, God told me, is a Navi Sheker. And the Minchas Chinuch brings this in the name of the Mishnas Chachamim. And then he says, you know what, it's only Aser, but it's not a Chiyuv Chenek. That's the Minchas Chinuch says. It's Aser to joke around, but it's not Mamash Chiyuv Chenek unless he's Muchsa Kinavi. That's very schwer, because if he's in the parish of Navi Sheker, then he gets Chenek. And if he's not in the parish of Navi Sheker, it's not Aser at all. So what's this Pitzul? That he's a Navi Sheker, but it's not Pechenek. It's Aser, but he's not Pechenek. Ech Yecholiot? So in Pashtus, if it's Aser, then he's going to get Chenek, even if he's Stama guy who's joking around. Sefer Achinuch and Tavkuf Yud Zayin writes, when he says that we're enjoined, we're exhorted not to be misnabe b'sheker, he says, Shelo yomar shum adam shenever advarim v'vom, anybody. So shum adam is mashma anybody, but then Vayter, when he gives the Tama mitzvah that you require Huxak l'navi, v'tzarech iyon, ayin shem in the Sefer Achinuch, Hakopan, we have two mahalchim, two gishot, whether or not you say that in order for somebody to be a Navi Sheker, it has to be Muchzok l'Nevua. With this we can explain Shita Sirashi in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Amid Aleph, but that's Rav Chisda there, that if it's Oker Guf, if a person uproots the mitzvah completely, L'Kulei Alma, he gets Chenek. And if he takes a mitzvah, he's not Oker it L'Gamre, but he's Mekayim it a little bit, and he's Mevatel it a little bit, so he is Pater. Why? Because says Rashi, since the Chiyuv of Navi Sheker is not learned from Parashas Re'eh, Perek Yud Gimel, Pesukim Beis and Vav, because there we're talking about a Navi Avodah Zarah, but rather the Chiyuv of Navi Sheker is learned out from what he says here in our Parsha, Asher Yazid Ladaber Bishmi. So Rashi says, you know what it means, Ladaber Bishmi? Dover v'loy chatzi dover, a ganze zach and nishta ahal bezach. It has to be the whole thing and not a half. So memela komtois that he has to be oiker guf hamitzvah legamre and not partially, because it's dover v'loy chatzi dover. And this Rashi is very shver, like the Ran already asked there. I the chiv of navi sheker applies to every nevuah that he was misnabe what he didn't hear, and it's not dafka b'mitzvahs. So memelu, and he's misnabe lak or miktus mitzvah, so he's misnabe what he didn't hear. He's chayav on every nevuah. In other words, what does it matter that we're talking about mitzvahs that we say that if he's only oker part of the mitzvah, then he's not considered a navi sheker? Hare, anything that he says that he didn't hear that's not related to mitzvahs, he's also considered a Navi Sheker. So my gara that we're talking here about mitzvahs, that if he does only partially, he's off the hook. My pitom, he's saying something he didn't hear, and anytime a Navi says something, a person says something he didn't hear, then the din is that he's a Navi Sheker. So what's Rashi talking about? So the Ran is Marbel Etmal Rashi, V'tmiya Rapsa L'chayra, that based on what we said, we can explain Rashi as follows, that since mitzvah and Torah are not in the under the rubric of nevuah, not given by nevuah, only l'shav is a din miyuchad that's not considered mevatel. Rather, he's made al tzarchei shav. This is not the time to discuss that. But in general, mitzvahs Torah have nothing to do with nevuah. Nevuah is not about mitzvahs. And not only there's no nevuah on being mevatel the Torah, but even to be mefarish the Torah, a person's a navi sheker. Shteitach lo b'shemayim hi. Since it says lo b'shemayim, you can't be mefarish the Torah al pi nevuah, like the Rambam says, 9th parak b'sira Torah loch aleph ayin sham kesef mishnah b'loch adalud u'barichus b'divrei Rambam makdamos l'perish b'shnayis ayin sham. So the pshat is that the Torah and mitzvahs have nothing to do with nevuah, and memela, since the din of navi sheker is only somebody who's huchsuk k'navi. Also, somebody who's huchsuk l'navi klape divrei Torah that have nothing to do with nevuah, it's like he's lo huchzak l'navi. Once you're in the category of divrei Torah, then you can't say this guy is huchzak l'navi. What does that mean? There is no nevuah for divrei Torah. Sorry, Charlie. So this guy then is in the category of lo huchzak l'navuah. And the Mela, since he's in the category of lo huchzak l'navuah, he's not a navi sheker, l'fi those days that we saw. That, and it's also muchach agav in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, pei dalet amit aleph, pei tes amit beis, that comes to us from the sugya, that a person has to be muchzak l'navi, without getting into the proof. Akopanim, if that's correct, that a person has to be muchzak l'navi, then we understand that the moment he's talking about divrei Torah, He's ois chuchzuk l'navi. He's no longer chuchzuk l'navi because we're talking about divrei Torah. So he can't be. You can't say that he's in the category of somebody who could be a navi sheker. Umimela, he's not a navi sheker, and there is just. Adin miyuchad, somebody who's misnabe lavod zara, to go serve avod zara. That's an inyan bifnei atzma. That has nothing to do with the navi sheker. This is a different parasha. So, also in our parasha, it says, "Achanavi asher yazid ledaber bishmi ledaber dover bishmi." So what does it mean, ledaber dover bishmi? Just say ledaber bishmi. He wantonly, he's been mazed, speaks in my name. Why speaks words in my name? Ledaber dover bishmi. So lechora, say ledaber bishmi. So for this we have a yalfusa for the din of a navi sheker mitzad hadover. In other words, stam the chiyuv is in the sheker mitzad. The Gavra, that he is a Navi Sheker. But here it says Dover. Dover is mitzad the Diburei Nevua. It's not mitzad the Gavra. So here we have a Chiddush of Nocha Geder. With the word Dover, we have a Chiddush of another Geder. It's not just an Isser Gavra and Navi. Kan Nisrabi Geder, Old Geder, Shel Nevuas Sheker, She'ena mitzad a Gavra. Ela mitzad a dover shuhu sheker. It's those words that are sheker. Mitzad atzmo. Basher ala dover hazeh ein klal in yinavua. Because on this dover, there's no nevuah at all. Behainu b'divrei Torah. Behainu b'divrei Torah. And that's talking about divrei Torah. That even though there's no sheker mitzad the navi, because again, he's not considered a huchsuk. He's not a huchsuk because we're in the category of Talmud Torah. In Talmud Torah, there's no concept of a navi sheker because there's no nevuah in Talmud Torah. But there's a sheker mitzad hadavar. The words are sheker. So since that's his chiyuv, Rashi was correct when he said it says davar shalim. Because the chiyuv is mitzad the davar. And it's nothing to do with the other nevuahs that are sheker mitzad hanavi. So again, where the Ran asked on Rashi, I don't understand Rashi. Rashi, tell me. How can you say that if he's oker only mixes mitzvah, he's not a navi sheker? Anytime you change what God did, say what God didn't tell you, you're a navi sheker. No. The Gavra can't be a Navi Sheker because we're talking about Divrei Torah. It's only mitzad the Dover that we have a special Chiddush that even mitzad the Dover can be a Navi Sheker. And that's only a Dover Shalim and not a Chatzi Dover. So it's only Oiker Gufa Mitzvah, not Miktis HaMitzvah, that he's considered a Navi Sheker. V'osa Shapir Heitev Divrei Rashi. Rashi is Mamish Gishmak now. Terrific. According to this, we can explain very beautifully Pasuk Chof Beis Ashe Daber Anavi B'Shem Hashem V'lo Yiyah HaDover Hazeh V'lo yavo. So this person speaks in the name of God, and what he says, lo yiyah v'lo yavo. Lo yiyah davar zeh v'lo yavo. This matter will not be, and it will not come. Hu adavar asher lo dibro Hashem. This is what God didn't speak. B'zadim dibro anavi, lo sagur mimenu. So what's this kefil of lo yihye and lo yavo? We can line in the pasuk a thousand mol. You could read this pasuk a thousand times and not be omen on this, but it's pashut. Then afterwards, you see it jumps at you. Lo yav lo yihye davar zev lo yavo. What's the kefil lashon? So based on what we said, the pasuk is talking about two types of sheker of a navi sheker. Shalagabe nevuah b'divrei Torah rei einzu nevuah ala sidos sheyiyu. When it comes to one who's misnabe about the divrei Torah, this is not a nevuah about futuristic predictions that will be. Rather, he's medaber b'shem Hashem, shedvarav heim divrei Hashem, shekach omar Hashem, sheyiyah biyachas l'Torah v'mitzvahs. So he's speaking in the name of God. That his words are the words of God, and so said God that it should be biyachas l'Torah u'mitzvahs. That it should be b'yachas l'Torah v'mitzvahs. And on this it says, v'lo yiyeh. In other words, what he said will not apply in relationship to Divrei Torah. Lo yiyeh. Asher yedaber anavi b'shem Hashem, v'lo yiyeh davar hazeh. V'lo yiyeh, it's not going to be, it's not going to be chal. Because Nevuah is not chal on Divrei Torah. V'lo yiyeh. V'klapei Nevuah la'asidos. And then we have nocha sort navi sheker. Nevuah la'atidot. And that's mizbarer b'sheker. K'shelo yavo adavar. When it doesn't come. So now we have two types of sheker. Lo yiyeh. It's not emes mitzad atzmoy. It's not chal on divrei Torah. This what the Navi is claiming. And also lo yavo. It's not going to happen. And according to this, faren for the kasha of the Archaim HaKadosh, it says in Pasuk Chof, ach hanavi asher yazi ledaber dover b'shmi. And then in Pasuk Chof Beis state, asher yedaber hanavi b'shem Hashem. Why first does it say b'shmi and then it says b'shem Hashem? Why the change? Ayin sham. Ner Chaim HaKadosh. Based on what we said, it would appear as follows. That yes, we have a chiddush in the pasuk that it says davar, also on divrei Torah, like we said moments ago. That's what we saw from Rashi, davar lo chatzi davar, that we're talking about divrei Torah. But that's not the ikar yisod of an avi sheker. The Yikra Pasuk is talking about the Guf Hadin Shel Navi Sheker, which is primarily, as we said, not in its Sivui HaTorah, Ela Klap Ban Haga Klape HaAsid, that he, this Navi, is prophesying what will be Vos Ved Zayin. That's his prophecy. And on this it says, Ach HaNavi Asher Yazid L'Daber Bishmi. In other words, that this is going to happen since God said so, Pasuk Chav Beis, that we have this inyan of Navi B'divrei Torah, we explained before, V'lo Yiyeh Dover Hazeh, that's talking about Nevuah B'divrei Torah. So this is not Dibur B'Shmi, because what is Dibur B'Shmi? Hityachasut b'shem mi diber, relating in the name of the one who spoke. Rather, there is here a tzivui Hashem b'divrei Torah that is mechayev anasiya, because so said God, and therefore the pasuk emphasizes Hashem, because klapei divrei Torah we use Hashem's. It's Dvar Hashem. So it's not just Bishmi in my name, but it's even more than that. Here it's more explicit. It's Bishem Hashem, which is Divrei Torah. God and Torah, Raisa, Kuchibrich, Yisrael Chad. So Torah is, when it says Bishem Hashem, it's referring to God as the giver of the Torah. So first you have Bishmi talking about a nevuah of what's going to be in the future, and then you have Bishem Hashem, and Bechlal it says in the Ramban that the whole Torah is Shem Hashem. The Ramban is akdama to the Torah, that the entire Chamish Chumshei Torah is all God's name. Just the way we read it as stories and halachas, but if you read differently, Alpi Kabbalah, it's the name of God. So a person speaks b'shem Hashem. So when and that's talking about the Divrei Torah, that he says that God told me this nevuah about Divrei Torah, and such a person is a Navi Sheker. Okay, sweet friends. So, b'siyata d'shmaya, we saw some chidushim niflaim in the psukim, and I'm praying and hoping to the Rabbanu Shalom that we're zochet to continue in the next year and answer the kasha with which we began. And in the meantime, we give ourselves a bracha. We should be zochet lilmo d'olamid lishma b'las l'kaim z'chol divrei tzomet v'yatzei behava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.